Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to Remix Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe. I want to say thank you guys so much for joining me on today's episode. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm under the weather, so I unfortunately will be sounding like this, but I hope you do not mind. Anyways, I hope you guys are all doing well. This week is Thanksgiving week. This will be the first time I'm not celebrating with my family because I'm out of the country until after the holidays. So I hope you guys are all getting to spend time with your loved ones, your friends, whatever the case is, and just join me on this warm episode. It's going to be chill, laid back. I feel like our episodes the past few weeks have been, in some instances, a little bit, you know, deep, so we're gonna keep it chill today. It's gonna be a good vibe, and I don't know, maybe you're traveling, maybe you're cooking, maybe you're hiding in your room because you don't want to say hi to your family. Just sit back and relax with me. We're gonna do a little bit of fun, okay? So Thanksgiving chaos stories, I'll share some of my own, and then we're gonna talk about gratitude, because obviously we cannot talk about Thanksgiving without talking about gratitude. New traditions, and a small survival guide, because I know Thanksgiving can be rough, so I want to give you the tools and everything, you know. I'm right there with you as we dive into this episode, but I was looking at Reddit stories because I think it's just so funny, and I was reading these at like 2 a.m. yesterday, laughing my butt off. So we're gonna see how these compare to my horror stories. So let's go to the first one. Thanksgiving terrible guest. I have 15 coming over for dinner. I was advised the adult son of one couple is a vegan. I go out of my way to make sure he can have almost everything on the menu using vegan butter, etc. Make separate mashed potatoes and gravy, as well as portobello and chestnut Wellington for a substitute main. A half an hour before arrival, I receive a call that they're not coming. That's right, at half an hour. Notice that a vegan and his parents are not attending. Why is she saying vegan like it's a slur? Not even with an acceptable excuse. Lovely. Here's the kicker. The parents are invited for Easter a year and a half later. Show up with vegan son who immediately tucks into the pizza, cheese and meat pie, and deviled eggs that are out of all the appetizer. They tell me it was a phase he was going through. Guess who never received another invitation? Oh my goodness, that sucks. I'm actually so sorry that you had to go through that. Also, 30 minutes, no heads up for Thanksgiving dinner is insane. They weren't even en route. They were never planning on making it. Guys, don't be this guest, okay? If you can't make it, let them know ahead of time, because I'd be damned if I set out your plate and you're not going to be there, okay? This lady went above and beyond making sure that you were accommodated. I would have just gave you a bowl of salad, but that's terrible. Okay. 1 year, I invited a friend and her family to our vacation home for Thanksgiving. They arrived. Her husband took over the remote in a great room, turned on YouTube, and put on pimple popping videos while they all sat there watching it like it was totally normal. My daughter walked in and said, "What the heck?" while looking at me. I rolled my eyes and said nothing. "It's time to eat." I set a beautiful table, called everyone to sit down. Suddenly, pimple popping husband had to use the bathroom. 10 minutes later, we're all sitting, waiting while our food gets cold. I finally said, "Let's just go ahead and start." He finally comes up, and we're almost finished eating, and he dares to say, "Gee, guys, thanks for waiting for me." That's the last holiday these people were ever invited to, and I no longer speak to any of them. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with that one. For one, why would you be watching pimple popping videos, period? But also, why would you be watching pimple popping videos on a public TV, like public as in the people can see it? And also, why would you be watching pimple popping videos before you're about to eat Thanksgiving dinner? Like, I just think that is absurd, to say the very least. And I'm so sorry. People don't have etiquette. Like, people don't have manners. What do you mean, "Gee, guys, thanks for waiting for me"? If you want to take 60, that's one thing that I'll get into with my horror stories. People just like to take their sweet time. People just like to show up late, all this stuff. The food is getting cold, okay? And when you're the one in the kitchen cooking with your sister, and Sarah's going to complain and say that I don't cook, I do cook some dishes on Thanksgiving. I don't want to hear it. I don't want the food to get cold. Everybody having to reheat their plate, not it, okay? So be on time. Don't be a little booty hole and be a good guest. Like, I think it's very, very simple, but okay. What's up with these vegan ones? My 81-year-old mother-in-law suddenly became vegan last year right before Thanksgiving. I, too, went on my way to make all these extras, and then my kids told me she was eating chicken the week before them, or with them. So she's not vegan anymore. That is funny. Oh my goodness. I'm always curious what everybody's Thanksgiving setup is. Just because I feel like mine has changed over the years, and I really do love the way we would do Thanksgiving when I was younger. And even now that we're all kind of all over the place, we still make sure to have fun, and it's very interesting. But okay, we used to have 20 plus friends and family who would show up throughout the day. Some friends had arrived in the late morning, and we had a Bloody Mary bar. People were in and out of the kitchen. There were several dogs running around. It was chaos. I was about to say that sounds like chaos. I was heating up the oven when the kitchen filled with smoke. Sugar had spilled over into the bottom from the apple pie the night before. A friend went to open the window, but in my old house, the weights were off and the window slammed onto her fingers. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law arrived with their dogs, which set off the dogs that were already there. My friend's finger were stuck in the window. My partner ran onto the front porch and leapt at the window from the other side. Another friend filled the bowl with ice and grabbed a bottle of whiskey. My friend with the crushed fingers was ushered to the back porch. When my partner came inside, he had blood on his face. The kitchen is filled with smoke. Dogs are barking. I'm still asking how many fingers my friend lost. My brother-in-law, my sister-in-law walked in like they just entered a crime scene and went out to the back porch to see if I should call 911. My friend was drinking whiskey sauce with her good hand while her injured hand was soaked in a bowl of ice. No fingers lost. The whiskey bottle just passed around to dull the trauma of the previous 5 minutes. By the time the rest of the guests arrived, none of them could feel our hands. And we never did the Bloody Mary bar again. Do we blame the Bloody Mary bar? Or do we blame... I feel like the chaos started before the Bloody Mary started flowing. Like, the dogs didn't have any Bloody Marys, but they were going crazy as well. Yeah. Okay, we're going to do a couple more, then I'm going to get into mine. Because these are funny. Let's do this. While we usually have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, this year my parents decided to make red chili enchiladas and beans. Ooh, that sounds yum. My mom had started heating the oil to fry... Ooh, I don't like where this is going. The corn tortillas... And she had to leave the kitchen momentarily. She then got sidetracked, and a few minutes later, my grandfather said it smelled something. It smelled like something was burning. My mom ran into the kitchen, and the oil skillet had caught on fire. Flames about to catch the wall on fire. She hollered for my dad, who ran in the kitchen, grabbed a pot holder to get it off the skillet and the stove. The back door was open, and he turned around to put the skillet on the back porch, kicking the screen door open. It was locked, but he kicked it hard enough to open it, setting the skillet on the porch. I think he pretty much flung it down to get away from the flames. I went back inside to tend to his two broken toes. We never had enchiladas again for Thanksgiving. I love how we're always blaming the thing. Like, last time it was the Bloody Marys. This time it's the enchiladas. I don't think it's the enchiladas or the Bloody Marys. I think it's the people. But, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for your dad's toes. Why didn't anybody go and help him open the door when he was walking over with flames? But... I digress. These are too good. Our oven flat quit working with the turkey in it. The stovetop stopped working. We didn't know how long it was at that temp, so we just threw the turkey away, threw some chicken breast in the crock pot, and brought a new range that weekend. My mom was horrified. I wasted all that meat, but I didn't want to chance someone getting sick over a $15 turkey. I agree. So, yes. Last one. My first time hosting Thanksgiving a few years ago, I was really nervous about the food. Had never cooked a turkey before, never made gravy before. Not nervous at all about cleaning the house and getting ready. So the day comes, house looks good, food turns out good, everything's going great until my niece announces that she lost an earring and everyone has to help her look for it. So imagine all your relatives lifting all the couch cushions, looking under the beds, completely traumatizing. I mean, I had cleaned, but not that level of every dust bunny or every crumb in the couch expelled eek. I honestly feel like you're chill because what? Girl, I'm not helping you. I thought you were going to say the earring was in the food. That could have went south quickly. I don't know if an oven flat is a name for like a different type of oven. Because I was like, flat? Where are you from? England? But anyways, one thing about my house, it's very, very weird, okay? My house back home, every year, for like traditionally, every year, something would go wrong right about this time, right? A little bit earlier sometimes. For example, like, I think there was like 2 or 3 years in a row where we had leaks, right? And you're like, weird, you have leaks. They were in the same places too. So it's like, something wasn't right. Something wasn't being fixed properly. And so because of that, 1 year, we literally had to redo our entire house pretty much. Our floors had to be redone. Our bathroom had to be redone. There's water leaking from the bathroom. It was a bad scene, right? It was a bad scene. And to make matters even better, this was our dog's first Thanksgiving. Love you, Mello. We don't have him anymore. But this is our dog's first Thanksgiving. So we have a new puppy running around the house. I think we had gotten him like a couple weeks before, or like a month or so before. We had a new puppy running around the house. We didn't have floors. Like, our floors were being redone. So our floors were the cement that is under the wood and then paper on top of it. And we were trying to figure out, like, how the heck are we going to do Thanksgiving? Now, on the hindsight of things, we probably should have just went somewhere, right? Asked to crash at somebody's place or whatever the case is. But for whatever reason, we insisted that we were going to make Thanksgiving. We were going to make it happen. And we did, kind of, question mark. The kitchen was pretty much inhabitable. So I really don't remember how we pulled it off, but I'm pretty sure we ordered a turkey from like Vaughn's or something. And then the stove worked, so we were able to make some sides. But I remember we couldn't even sit at our dining room. Like, we were sitting in our first living room, because our second living room, no floors, right? And we just sat at the little table and had Thanksgiving. And I remember being like, I want to go to my room. Like, I'm like, oh, it's already untraditional. I'm like, can I just take my plate and go upstairs? And that is one of the most interesting Thanksgivings. And I think it was like one of the first Thanksgivings that we weren't all there. Like, I can't remember who was there, but I do remember there wasn't a lot of people there. So yeah, that was one Thanksgiving horror story. Another thing, 1 year my brother decided he wanted to make steak and seafood. And we still had turkey, but it was like such an interesting thing. Everybody loved it. I don't eat seafood, but I feel like I ate some of the steak and I remember it being good. So what's your favorite Thanksgiving non-traditional food item? I don't think people have steak for Thanksgiving. We did start doing steak for Christmas, and that has been good, but we haven't done it in a little bit as well. One thing is, like, I think with Thanksgiving in particular, you really have to get creative with like the activities and stuff that you and your family do. And so we got to play a bunch of games, and my siblings started bringing like board games and card games, and we would play Family Feud. And that was so funny. And my dad loves Family Feud. He loves all, like, think any traditional TV show, like Judge Judy. I think he was watching the Whitney, I almost said Whitney Houston, the Jennifer Hudson show, Judge Judy, like, whenever there's conflict, my dad's like, you guys should go on Judge Judy. Like, you guys would benefit from going on Judge Judy. And I just think that is so funny. But he loves all traditional TV. So we would play card games. We'd do all that fun stuff. And it's funny, like, especially when you have, like, older family or just your parents who don't understand, like, having to explain how to play the games or, like, having to skip certain cards because you're like, we're not doing that. That is super fun. And I'm going to miss that little traditional aspect. But I'm excited. I feel like that'll just make the holidays next year even more special because, you know, I'm like, oh, you guys, you know, miss me, you know, my comedian self and all that stuff. Now, you're like, that wasn't that terrible of a horror story. You guys just had a small Thanksgiving. No, 1 year our oven like actually broke. So yeah, Thanksgiving, I'm telling you, there's some bad juju in that house or something, because every year, I don't think this year there's been anything from my knowledge. So I think that maybe we're breaking records this time. There were some fun little Thanksgiving memories. One thing is, they always are like, somebody has to pray, right? Because it's very rare that we all have dinner together. So this is the one time they're like, okay, somebody has to pray over dinner. There's always a fight of who's going to pray. It always ends up being me. And I'm like, guys. And they're like, I don't care, Lily, you're doing it. And it's just so funny that we like fight over who is praying. I'm like, you guys can just say the Thanksgiving prayer you learned in Catholic school. Like, I actually have to come up with something. Like, I don't have. So yeah, who's the designated grace sayer in your family for Thanksgiving? Because it is me. Every time I protest, they're like, nope, just. And so now at this point, I'm like, don't even protest. Like, I wonder who's going to pray this year. They're going to like call me in. Be like, Lily, it's time to pray. Okay, so enough chaos, because those were really funny stories. Let's talk about the holiday that lasts a little bit longer than leftovers, which is gratitude. I feel like you cannot talk about this time of year without taking time to just express your thankfulness for the people around you. And I think one thing is really interesting is, like, especially during the holiday season, everything right now is about gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Sometimes it feels very forced. And so I think one thing in particular is, how do we shift our mindset from this forced gratitude of, like, it's the time of year, right? And I think just having a heart of thanksgiving every day, right? Waking up and being blessed for something, whether it's something small, whether it's something big, like literally the opportunity to get up and have a new day or to move your body and stuff like that, I think is little things that we take for granted. And I think one thing that I find very attractive in friends is people who have a heart of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving. I think with a grateful heart comes a giving heart. And so I think one of my love languages is, like, gift giving and being able to pour into other people, whatever that looks like. And I think part of that starts from your own reflection of, you know, taking into consideration the things that you have and being grateful for it. And I was going to do a whole episode on gratitude, but one thing that I was thinking about in particular is, I was reading my Bible yesterday, and I don't even remember what it said exactly, but it was something along the lines of gratitude comes through faith, right? And I never really thought of that, and I had to stumble on that for a second, because faith in many ways is, you know, the things unseen, right? Your hope for the things unseen and your belief in things unseen and that have not yet come to pass. And I think oftentimes when we think of gratitude, we think about our current state, where we are right now in our life, and assessing the things around us. And sometimes you're like, okay, I don't have much to be grateful for right now, right? And that might be where your mindset is. But I think for me, one thing in particular is, like, I'm grateful for even the things I don't know that are to come, right? I'm excited for, you know, the things that are going to happen later today, the things that are going to happen later in my life, the opportunities that I'm still blessed, you know, with the hope and the belief that will come to pass. And so, I don't know, I just thought that was really interesting to think that gratitude could also be the things that you don't have quite yet at this moment. I think another reason why gratitude feels forced is the conversation about what, you know, you don't have or what you're not grateful for is never really had, right? So I think oftentimes we think that in order to be grateful, we have to completely switch off the parts of our lives that suck. And I just think that's not very realistic. And I think it's okay to have gratitude in the presence of also understanding that life can be hard, right? I know for a lot of people, this Thanksgiving was financially hard, or maybe emotionally hard. And I do recognize that. And I do understand that. And I don't think that you should negate those feelings because it's the season of gratitude. I know holidays can be a very, very hard time for people overall. And sometimes it's hard to feel grateful. And I would just say, like, if you need anything, reach out to me. I would love to be that space for you. I remember in 2020, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, I think it's Claudia Conway, had hosted, like, a Zoom where people could come in and eat with her for Thanksgiving, because she didn't have the best home life, especially during that time, and she wanted to make a space for other people who maybe didn't have family to celebrate with, or their Thanksgiving plans were gonna, you know, not gonna start until later in the day, and she didn't want anybody to feel alone, and so she decided to host a little Thanksgiving celebration for everybody. And I just thought that was so sweet. I feel like I went into the Zoom meeting for a little bit, because we usually don't have Thanksgiving until a little bit later in the day. And I just think that is so sweet. And she was expressing, like, although her current situation isn't the best, she still had, you know, the capacity in order to pour into other people. And I think that's something that is so valuable. But yeah, haven't heard from her or of her in a while, so I hope she's doing well. But yes. Okay. So I feel like this year, one thing I'm very, very grateful for is my health. Not because I'm sick right now. People always say, you really are like, oh, I remember what it was like to breathe when you were sick. But I think just the ability to get up and move my body and having access to a gym and, you know, being to train and get myself stronger and all that stuff is something that I think we take for granted. Especially now that I'm in a place where my gym membership isn't included in my school tuition. And so I'm, like, actively paying. I'm like, wow, like, I'm more so grateful that I'm even able to do this. And I think even literally going on a walk, like, I love going on walks and stuff like that. I am blessed to be able to move my body and be in the area in which I can walk safely. And it's just little things that we don't even realize that we take for granted all the time. I'm really grateful. This is really small, but there's a coffee shop down the street that has really good chai lattes, and it made me feel like I was at home again, and that's the thing I needed. I went there last week. He just added it to the menu, and I was like, give me a chai. Give me a vanilla chai, and I drank it, and I was like, this is what I needed. I felt like a sense of home. I felt very calm. It felt like, you know, fall and all that fun stuff, and so, yeah, that's what I'm grateful for right now. And lastly, I'm grateful for friends who are willing to travel to a different country to come and stay with me while I'm studying abroad. My friend just texted me that she's landed, so I'm going to see her very, very soon. And I'm grateful for people who are willing to take time, energy, money to just come and visit me. I think I'm very, very grateful for that. So, yeah. I think we always think that gratitude has to be very big or dramatic, but I think I want to encourage you guys, think about one tiny but meaningful thing that you're grateful for in this season. Maybe it's something that you kind of overlooked for many other Thanksgivings or parts of your life, but what's something this year that you realize is something that you take for granted a lot? I think, honestly, sometimes the smallest moments are the ones that keep us steady, that keep us going. It's the little moments that make us smile, not the huge moments that happen every once in a while. It's a little everyday buildup. We're going to talk about how we've seen sort of like a shift in Thanksgiving and my thoughts on it. So I think we're kind of changing the way traditional Thanksgiving goes. It kind of goes with that whole, like, typically Thanksgiving is something you spend with your family, extended family, immediate family. Really just depends. But we've seen a rise in different things like Friendsgivings. I'm a big Friendsgiving fan. I can't wait to host my Friendsgiving next year. I just love it. I just love, because the one time that you're really all like sappy, you know, I remember I was at a Friendsgiving last year, and they had started with this couple, and they're like, okay, you guys have to start. We're going to go around the room and say what we're grateful for. And so everybody's like, oh my gosh, there's 30 people here. And by the time it gets to me, we're going to repeat like the same thing. But we started with this couple. And they set each other, obviously, and we're like, oh, that's cute. Okay, let's go eat. Like, they just really wanted to set them up and see what they were going to say. And we didn't actually plan on going around the room to say what everybody was thankful for, but I just thought that was funny. But I think Friendsgivings are so fun because, especially when you're in college, a lot of people can't go home. For example, my school, you don't get the week off. You just get the Thursday and Friday off as well. So a lot of people can't fly home. One, flights are extremely expensive, and two, I got class on Monday, right? So a lot of people don't go home for Thanksgiving. And it's one thing that makes me really sad. So I'm like, I really always love to do Friendsgiving that way. You know, if you're not being able to go home, that you're still having that warm home-cooked meal. And so, yeah, that's something that I just love. What is your favorite? I think one thing that's really interesting about Friendsgiving is it puts people in position. I think, at least for me, it's like a bunch of college students who don't usually cook. I'm like expecting them to put on a high-performance, you know, dinner for 20. And I just think it's so funny to see the pressure, to see the way things are going, to see, it's really just a whole production. I really feel like doing a behind the scenes of Friendsgiving cooking would be really funny. And maybe next year I'll do that. But I had the task of the mac and cheese last year and I was nervous, but I knew it had to be me. So, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It looked great. It was baked. You know me. And yeah, I think mac and cheese is the absolute biggest like dish to make, right? I think that's the pressure is on, besides turkey, which I don't even think we had a turkey, but Thanksgiving mac and cheese, bro. If you get tasked with the honor of making that, you better do it right. Okay. Shout out Jaheim, because I saw his Thanksgiving mac and cheese and it looked really great. So, and I told him that, but yes, I think another thing about Friendsgiving is I think especially you don't really get to be sappy with your friends like that sometimes. Like, and I think it's just so cute to be able to take that time, and it's like not weird, you know? I don't think being sappy is ever really weird, but especially with my friends, but like in general and like the greater setting, just getting to sit down and express your thankfulness for the people around you is just so beautiful. But yes, I did see yesterday, okay, people talking about their odd like food combinations, and there's some I can't even justify. I'm not even gonna ask questions. I'm not even gonna think. There's like the Jell-O, mayo, marshmallow. Like, please tell me these are not things that are actually like had at Thanksgiving. My sister texted us the other day saying maybe I shouldn't say that. If you were the one who cooked this casserole, I apologize. But my sister texted in the family group chat that she had green bean casserole last year, or a couple days ago. And she was like, these people are lying. The people who love it are lying. And I don't even know what's in green bean casserole, but I think green beans are fine on their own. But I've just seen the craziest food combinations for Thanksgiving. And I'm just like, guys, are we okay? But I do love when people post their plates. I do love it because I do low-key judge you. Like, is it seasoned? Like, I just love it. I love it when people post their Thanksgiving plates. Because I'm Sudanese, there's sometimes a mix between, like, Sudanese food and, like, American. We always have the traditional American food. Sarah's always on mac and cheese duty. Actually, Sarah cooks most of the food. But Sarah's always on mac and cheese duty. I'll make the mashed potatoes usually and, like, the vegetables. I love me a good Brussels sprouts meal, okay? Oh, my goodness. My mouth can water thinking about it. I don't think I've seen Brussels sprouts since I've been here. But I love a good Brussels sprouts. They're just so good. So good. My older sister used to do Brussels sprouts and bacon. And then I think we started doing, like, Brussels sprouts and potatoes. I don't know. Really good. Anyways, yeah, since I'm Sudanese, there's usually, like, a fusion, right, between both. We always have the traditional mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, turkey. If people are feeling bold, ham. I don't eat pork, so not me. Just a beautiful spread, right? It's a beautiful spread. We have sambusas, which I always make sambusas, which is why I don't feel bad when I don't cook much else, because sambusas literally take so long. If you know what sambusas are, they're kind of like Indian samosas. And sambusas, many East African countries have variations of it. And so we make our sambusas. And I'm usually the only one who makes them because it's a very time-consuming process. So you just know, if I've ever made you sambusas, I actually love you. I actually truly love you because those take so long. But they're so good, right? There's never any leftover sambusas. That's always something that everybody needs to take home. And my mom would make us make, like, bean version of it, like vegetarian version. Nobody wants that. It was funny because people would literally cut open the sambusas to see if it was the bean or if it was the beef. And I just find that so hilarious. So I love sambusas. Maybe I'll make some next week or something like that. What's the vibes for Thanksgiving at your house? Is it more chill, laid back? I think there's usually football games on Thanksgiving. When we were growing up, we would always go to a turkey bowl Thanksgiving morning, like me and my sisters. And it was always really fun. It was very cute. And it was one of those things I would always look forward to, despite it being kind of weird. One thing that I always love to do during the holidays is some sort of, like, volunteering, I think. I try and do it more often, but it usually ends up, you know, places need help, especially a lot during this time. So I remember last year I was helping out at a food bank. And then this past week I was helping in Spain with my friend. She has a class where she has to do a lot of volunteer hours and stuff like that. And I just went along with her because I was like, okay, I don't really have much to do. So, and we went and we were just, there was like packages of food and stuff like that. And we went to different parts, different like barrios and stuff like that. And we're able to just help people out. It was something that made me realize, like, there was a sharp contrast. My friend and I were talking about how in one of the areas that we went, like, the girl right next door had, like, a luxury apartment, a luxury flat, and her neighbors were living in, like, a crazy amount of poverty. And it's not any shame to the girl at all. She was very nice, actually. But it just made me think, like, many of us could be, like, you know, one missed paycheck away from that reality. So I think the holidays especially is a really good time to give back. I want to be able to give back during all different times. And I sent my sister, I've been obsessed with angel tree videos. If I ever am sad, I just watch people filling angel tree gifts and stuff like that. And it just makes me so, so happy to see people, you know, giving back to their community, whatever that looks like. I think the holidays especially is an amazing time to do that. Yeah, I'm like, hopefully one day I'm in a position, whether it be through this podcast or whatever, in which we're able to give back more. And I hope one day soon that happens. And until then, I'm going to give back in my little small ways that I'm able to. And I hope you guys all are able to do the same. And yeah, I just hope you guys are feeling that level of gratefulness, especially now. And I hope you're able to share that in any way, shape, or form. Okay. All right, now we're going to get ways to survive Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Right? Thanksgiving, high tension. I love the TikToks, and it's like, who's going to be the first one to bring up politics? Let's do a real survival guide, okay? Conversation safety tips, no politics. I actually disagree. I think that makes things fun a little bit. depends on who will be at dinner. But I think given the state of the world, there's no way you can just not talk about politics right now. Like, I feel like that might be, I think that's a necessity. I think you do need to talk about politics. So yes, but if the conversation ever gets too much, right? We're talking about the files a little too much. You can always be like, oh my gosh, the smashed potato is so good, and change the subject that way. Because food is like the basis of Thanksgiving, gives you an easy out. And you know everybody loves to be Gordon Ramsay and critique the food. So yeah. I think it was this time 2 years ago is when I dropped the bomb that I was going to be studying abroad. And my mother thought I was joking. And here I am, not joking. Crazy. And I didn't even have my passport yet. It was expired, but yes. So I think Thanksgiving is a great time to, if you have anything crazy you need to tell your family, it's probably one of the few times that you're all sitting there together. Might as well drop the bomb then. That's all I'm going to say. Dropping out of college, maybe Thanksgiving is a time to drop. Because they have until Christmas to be mad about it. And then by then it's like, okay, you cannot be mad on Jesus's birthday. Like, I need you to get over it. So my pro tip, you can bring up politics, but be nice. Or don't. You know? I think you need something to talk about when the people who aren't that close leave. Like, I think it's okay to stir the pot just a little bit. Another thing, what we don't mind your own business. If somebody's getting third, fourth, seconds, or only having one plate, keep your comments to yourself, okay? We don't need anybody shaming anybody for the food that they're eating or the food that they're not eating. We are grown. Leave them alone, okay? And you can also, if you don't want another serving, no, thank you. I'm okay. Saving room for dessert. Another thing, I hate it when we bring so much dessert and people are too full. No, leave room for dessert, even though that kind of goes against what I was saying. But especially dessert, okay? I put my heart and soul into picking the best pie I possibly could. This one's imported from Jillian. I love when Vaughn's brings Jillian Pie Company, but it's been a second. So we are usually the ones that host, like my sister and I. Always have music playing, always. It gets weird and it gets quiet. Somebody usually has an iPad playing the game or something. It's just like, have music going. It sets the vibes, usually Christmas music or some sort of old R&B. And it just keeps everybody sane. It gives them a bonding moment, or have some sort of movie in the background, a kid-friendly movie. And yeah, I think also one thing that really saved us in those years where our kitchen was in shambles is we bought turkey. Like, you can go and buy turkey from a store that's already cooked. So you don't have to be Superwoman and cook a million dishes on Thanksgiving. And if you need help, you can ask for help. So yes. Another thing, I need a second always every Thanksgiving to leave where I'm currently at. So I usually sneak into my room a little bit, which it's my house. What do you mean sneak? Or just go on a walk real quick, right? I think in order to keep your sanity, maybe post-political conversation, it's okay to step away, right? Because you don't want to go crazy on your family on Thanksgiving. So take whatever you need to stay sane in the midst. If somebody's hosting you, don't you dare leave the house before even offering to clean. One thing is, I will probably say it's okay, but it's not okay. Don't be that guest that just bolts out with your 60 plates and doesn't offer to even bring your plate over to the sink. Like, don't be that person. And especially the men, don't be that person. Don't. Okay? I just cooked for 5 hours and you're going to leave your plate on the table? That's when it really gets me. Be a good host, be a good guest, right? Don't be like the people that I read in the Reddit stories. Lastly, I think one thing is, I love delegating tasks. Like when my now sister-in-law would come for Thanksgiving, I'd be like, oh, you're here, perfect. You're going to help me with this. And it just, it's not even like, and she would always be so down. She's like, yes, I want to learn the, you know, what to do. I want to learn all this stuff. It's like, guys, you're the host. People show up early, put them to work. Okay. I think Thanksgiving is what it is because your ability to be able to come together and just make something. Obviously, Thanksgiving in itself, the holiday, is very problematic. But I think down to the principle of what it's supposed to be, I think it's very beautiful. And just getting an opportunity to spend time with family and friends and loved ones is something that we often take for granted. So I hope you guys all have a beautiful holiday season with your loved ones. And I hope that you have the juiciest turkey. I hope that your guests that you invited are well and that they are not bad, because, hey, kick them out. And I hope that, you know, you eat a lot of turkey and some good mac and cheese. Send me pictures of your Thanksgiving spread. I want to see. Maybe we'll post them on the stories. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed this short, warm and cozy episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I loved getting to chat all things Thanksgiving and gratefulness and all of the above with you guys. And I cannot wait to see you guys next week. Bye-bye.